You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Sarah.
We're sort of here with a special announcement to kind of catch our listeners up to speed. When this would typically be episode 108, covering about the first week of October, but we wanted to share some news that we as sisters and as a family are going through. Do you want to start, or you want me to start? Or
yeah, I can start. I mean, yeah. Thank you all for being so supportive of our work over the last 2 years. We're really pleased to be working together with each other and to have so many positive people in our lives. Yeah. But right now, our mom has entered hospice, which I think Sarah can speak to more directly, but it is she's 93, and she is, it was until very recently, pretty robust and taking care of herself, living on her own. But in the last few months, has moved into a period of decline and is really now kind of waiting to die, I think, is the kind of where we're at. So so Sarah and I have been, as well as our other siblings, have been taking care of her in her home, and with two other siblings, sisters who are, you know, talented and wonderful.
Yeah.
And we are really kind of pulling together and really trying to support our mom in this time of transition.
Yeah. And it's really been sort of a day by day, if not hour by hour, you know, accommodating her needs and also just spending time together as sisters to sort of walk each other through a really emotional time. It's a bittersweet, for me, it's a bittersweet journey. There's a lot of emotion. There's been a lot of preparation. There's been a lot of great conversations. There's been moments of stress. There's been moments of trying to, you know, hold ourselves together. And it's bittersweet in that, you know, she's 93 and we've known at some time she would be passing on, but I don't think any of us really expected that she would be, you know, part of hospice care, or that, you know, we would see this kind of day-to-day decline, or, you know, increase of sleep and loss of stamina. You know, I think in the best of worlds, we all kind of think, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we just, in the middle of the night, go cross the bridge. But the reality is that there's a journey, there's an end of life journey that we as humans often take. And it's bittersweet. I'm so grateful to be part of the journey. And it also has its emotional,
an exhaustion.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the fire that has eaten oxygen out of all of our lives right now. I can't say that I understand that it's a process, but it is exhausting, and it's left very little time for creative work or for us to have these kinds of conversations in terms of our podcast and our other work, you know?
An indefinite hiatus for the moment while we navigate these personal events. But Jude, you're going to have some things you're able to do in your own time, because it's eclipse season coming up. And we kind of wanted to tie this into this eclipse season and offer what we could in this episode, knowing that we're going to take a hiatus as the sister stargazers. But Jude, you're going to present some programming.
Yeah, I'm going to continue with pre-recorded radio shows on WMPG and WRFR Rockland. WMPG is Gorham, Portland. 90.9 on the FM dial, but also streaming online. And then WRFR in Rockland, Maine is a community-supported radio station as well. But I was going to be offering, I was going to be putting together 4 weeks of a half-hour show, just kind of on these upcoming eclipses, because it's October 1 today as we're recording this. But the 14th of October and the 28th of October.
Yeah.
And they are eclipses about relationship.
Mm.
So wherever they fall in your chart is going to really highlight those issues of relationship. So it might be different for each person. It will be different, of course. But I mean, what we're looking at is basically a mother-father
That's wild.
Yeah, it is.
It's really wild.
You know, and it's hitting all of our charts, you know, and basically somewhat of the same way, but firing off different issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, of course, is really interesting. And then in my mom's chart, which I just took a look at today, and I haven't really shared this yet with Sarah, but her prenatal, so the eclipse is both a lunar and the solar eclipses that happened before she was born in 1930 are now repeating.
No way.
The same eclipse. Not so much the same cycle, but the same eclipse degrees.
So they happened before she was born. She was born in July. So this must have been like summer or spring eclipses?
Yeah, this was 1930. This was a, because I was like, I just was stunned when I saw it. So her natal chart has her prenatal lunar eclipse. So that's a full moon at 22 degrees Libra.
Wow.
And the upcoming eclipse is at 21 degrees Libra.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then she has a prenatal new moon solar eclipse at 7 degrees of Taurus. And I don't have the exact date, but I think that the eclipse on the 28th of October is in Taurus.
Is that sort of just like a signification of a cycle, or of just like
a big cycle?
Yeah.
She's part of a big cycle. Her life is it's a life cycle thing. So there's a couple of other alignments in her chart that are really kind of stunning, like the transiting Chiron, which is our vulnerability, our woundedness, and healing, is conjunct her natal Sedna, which is about the abandonment by the father.
Right. Yes. Which,
So there was a original life story that she came in with, that was based around this abandonment issue, which is now, in a way, it's coming full circle, and she's involved with something very deeply healing with this transit of Eris and Chiron and the North Node, which is taking her out, you know?
Yeah.
Or moving her on, I should say.
I can even see that just in witness of having spent, you know, time with her in the last few years of just, you know, before we were at this point, there was always a conversation of, I don't want you taking care of me. I want to maintain my dignity. And in really just the last couple months, as she's been in decline, the acceptance that she's allowed, the receiving that she's allowed for all of us in our own way, and also as a team of siblings to care for her, has been so beautiful, sort of just allowing us to help her with very intimate tasks, to help put her to sleep at night, to help, you know, administer food and medication. And that it's really been a gift to see her accept and be receiving of love, to know that she's worthy of love. And I think that was part of her healing, was to be able to take that in.
I can totally see that, and that is huge for her.
Yeah, it really was. It really is. And that's beautiful. And the other thing I wanted to share was that this is really brought forward, I think, for all of us, just that the possibility of death positive conversations is real. And that, you know, we live, I've in working now with hospice, and this has been something I've been interested in, is this end of life work. That, you know, we have a society where it's, you know, we got to stay young, we got to stay fit, we have to put the wrinkles, you know, take out the wrinkles, and that, you know, even our medical institutions are about saving the life, and we don't really talk a lot about the death phase of life. And what this has brought to light for me is that I feel like I'd love to move forward and offer, be a source of, you know, death positive conversations, and even the nitty gritty of planning, you know, asking someone, you know, how do you want your final moments to be? Who do you want there? And then, you know, once you pass, what do we do with you? Where do you want to go? Do you want to be buried? Do you want to, you know, there's a lot of conversation that, when we think about the beginning of life and welcoming a baby into the world and all the planning and celebration, I feel like the end of life has that opportunity as well. And as a society, I think there's room for growth there where we can sort of celebrate end of life, but it's something we don't talk about. And there's room for growth there in our evolutional development as humans.
Oh, yeah. I think, and it's got to be grassroots, right? I mean, I can't start anywhere else but with ourselves.
Yeah.
So, this is a huge learning curve. So we're all very appreciative of holding space for it. And
we shall return.
We will be back. We're not going to be away for long. But right now, this is kind of the most important thing.
Yeah. And to that end, I know, Jude, you wanted to, coming into this end of year, new year, offer that you'll be doing readings, and you can visit the website sisterstargazers.com to find out, you know, your packages for readings, and you know, they make a lovely gift. Even just what you're sharing now about mom's chart, like being able to sort of have a blueprint of things that we can look for.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be booking readings after the first of the year. So gift certificates are available if anybody wants to have a New Year reading or a reading as a gift to someone. But right now I'm kind of booked up and won't be really offering things until the first of the year and in terms of readings. But before then, we'll be hoping to be somewhere back online. But right now we just don't know when.
No, there's no one knows the timeline, but it's clear there is a decline. And we just wanted to send a message out to all of our listeners and thank you for the support and for your patience with us. And that we'll put in the description the links to the pre-recorded shows that Jude's going to do so that you can still keep in touch during this eclipse season. And, you know, it's a transformational time, autumn and fall. And, you know, we just wish everybody a beneficial eclipse time.
Yeah, absolutely. So happy eclipsing, everyone.
Happy eclipsing, yeah.
Even if it involves an ending.
Yeah.
But they always the endings involve new beginnings.
So. Yeah, and that's what's exciting and bittersweet about it. Please send us an email, connect@sisterstargazers.com, and we'll be back in touch, everyone. We're sending lots of love.
Lots of love.
Thanks, Jude.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.